Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Self-Realization, Self-Actualization, Heaven on Earth, together with you. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I have a wonderful show planned for us today. Hi, Zach. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to say thank you to you publicly for hosting this show with me last week. And it was a really enlightening show. And I know that many people commented and they were engaged in what it is that we were talking about with, you know, what does it mean to be self-realized? What does it mean to be self-actualized? What does it mean to live heaven on earth? And just the dialogue that you and I had back and forth. And so it was very welcomed. And I just want to thank you so much for being who you are so that all the support that you give to us at Transformation Talk Radio and doing what it is that you do, I just want to thank you publicly for being who you are.
Oh, awesome. I appreciate that. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. And so right now, you know, when I was thinking about this show today, I was thinking that at first I didn't even think that how fast this whole coronavirus thing would like get so out of control, right? Where everyone is talking about it now. Everyone is.
That's crazy.
Isn't it?
Yeah, especially up here in our neck of the woods.
Right, right. And so the other morning, you know, I woke up, it was like at about, this was 2 days ago. I woke up like at 4 o'clock in the morning and I came out and I, you know, did my meditation and I'm sitting here drinking my cup of coffee. And usually what I do is I start journaling and I start writing. And so, and then I'm going to share with you what I ended up writing the other morning. But part of it had to do with I was really tapping into the fear that's out there right now in the collective. Like really, people are really, really afraid. And yeah. And I thought, wow, you know, this is an important topic that we need to address because there's really only two emotions that are out there. It's love or fear. So, you know, under the love category, there's a lot of emotions that are under there, like peace, harmony, joy, gratefulness, gratitude, calm, you know, that all falls under that category. And then the fear is, you know, being scared and frustration and, you know, just really feeling frightened and fear of loss. Fear of death, fear of uncertainty. So all of these things are what's causing so much fear in the collective. And I wanted to bring it up today to talk about it so that people can identify where they choose to put their energy, right? Because the whole virus thing is about your immune system and keeping your immune system up and keeping your immune system, you know, calm and stable and out of stress, right?
Right.
Right. And so that's why it's like, okay, well, one of the ways that we keep the stress out of the body is to how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And what are your thoughts about? What are your emotions? What's going on within your physical body? Right. And so that's why I want to ask the audience today, you know, call us up at 1-800-930-2819 and let us know how you're feeling. And if you have emotions that you want to process here with us today, I would be most happy to do that with you because that's part of the energy of being able to process the fear and release those energies so that we can raise our vibration into a higher vibrational way of living and being. I mean, that's really important. What is it that you're doing, Zach, to stay calm and peaceful?
That's a good question. It's it helps that I feel a little bit removed. I don't have a lot of reason to be out in populated spaces. Mostly going back and forth from home to work in a car by myself. But yeah, I'm just trying to take care of myself, exercising, going to bed on time, eating right.
These are all really good things. These are all really good things to do. And I thought, you know, this whole coronavirus thing that's going on right now, like on a collective, what is it really about? What is it really about? And it's giving so many people right now the opportunity to really strengthen their own inner practice, right? Their own inner work, whether it is, you know, healing their emotions, healing, taking care of themselves, nurturing themselves, healing the mental body, healing the spiritual body, healing the physical body. It's really giving us the opportunity for a time out and to look at where we're at right now, what's going on in this huge change of uncertainty of what's going on this planet, right?
Right.
Yeah. And taking care of yourself, going to bed. You know, last night I had my meetup group here again, and, you know, guess what? It was another long night. So I totally get, you know, I didn't get my sleep, didn't get to bed on time. So I'm definitely feeling the energy. It's like, wow, I still need more sleep. And I bet most of us do right now is needing more sleep, taking care of ourselves, nurturing ourselves, making that space and making the time for the inner work, the inner questions that have never before been asked to come to the surface, you know? So I thought, well, why don't I share with everybody what it is that I'm doing and let people know what I'm doing, and then again, shine that light and shine that example so that other people, because I always hear from people saying, oh, thanks so much for sharing that, Cornelia, because you're letting me know I can do that too. Right.
Yeah.
So that's why I said, okay, well, let me write down and say exactly what it is that I'm doing. So this is what I wrote. I said, what I'm doing is, as a co-creator of heaven on earth, because that's what we're doing. We're co-creating heaven on earth. And even though in the world out there, it doesn't look like heaven is there because there's so much chaos, but heaven is first found and discovered within, and it's a practice, it's a state of consciousness. And so, you know, like what you're doing with taking care of your body, taking care of yourself, exercising, eating right, these are all ways to strengthen the immune system. So as a co-creator of heaven on earth, as an influencer, a life enthusiast, a way shower, a miracle worker, a lover of life, and trust in God's source, the universe, I am. We have to be stronger than the masses. There's so much fear right now infused into our collective field. The light workers, the rebels, the positive thinkers, the moms and the dads of the world are counterbalancing this imbalance by up-leveling their joy frequency. That means up-leveling the peace, up-leveling the love, up-leveling the joy, working on the immune system, bringing that energy up so that we stay out of the panic and that we stay out of the fear, right? Feeling grateful, being grateful, finding things to be grateful for. Just like, I'm so grateful for you. I'm so grateful for the women that were here last night at the spiritual meetup group. I'm so grateful we have technology and that we can still do our business, that I can still do what it is that I'm doing to inspire and influence and share the love and share the consciousness with people that can witness this from all over the world, right? So surrendering to what is, because that's another thing that's happening, is that everything that's happening on a global scale, there's things that we have no control over, but we certainly have control over our own environment and, you know, how we respond to things. And making the best of the present moment, each and every present moment, making the best out of it and bringing the peace and the calm and the love into the present moment. Taking a deep breath in, blowing out the fear, the doubt, the frustration, taking another deep breath in and releasing and letting go of what's no longer serving us. So the reality that I'm choosing is, the reality that I'm creating is upping my joy, getting happier, thinking positiver, counting my blessings, taking good care of myself, my body, dancing, meditating, helping people process their fear, creating more online events, and empowering women so that we can increase our income, reducing our debt, coming together to practice unconditional love, and building communities that are getting stronger and healthier now. That's the consciousness. This is what I'm doing, because I could very easily too fall down the rabbit hole and tap into that collective fear that's out there. But it's like, no, we have to stay strong. We have to stay stronger than that and really set an example so that the people that are out there that don't have the tools, that are in fear, that they have positive light beams that they can look to and say, this is what I want. That's how I want to live. That's what I want to do. So in the daily practice, in my membership, every day, I have a global online community where people are coming in and they are raising their daily vibration 10 minutes a day, listening to the messages. They're practicing meditation, reflection, journaling, and shifting towards positivity while learning to feel and releasing and letting go of all the negative thoughts, the negative emotions, and at the same time are part of a community so that they can, feel like there's a belonging, a sense of belonging. In our weekly meetup groups, which the spiritual meetup group, the ladies met last night, and we again have been defining what does living in faith and trust really mean? What does it mean to them? How are they creating that in their life? Because they realize there's nobody that's coming to save them. They realize that the Savior is already within, and they are tuning in to their own inner guidance system and looking at what is it that faith means to them, that trust means to them, and how is it that they can strengthen that in their life, in their everyday moment, especially in times of crisis. So we've been doing that. Now, on the Cornelia Stephanie podcast, every Friday, the influencers that are here, they're sharing and empowering the collective to change their relationship with money, to change their conversation from money to vision, to increase their income in their businesses, going deeper with their spiritual practices, and strengthening their faith and their, embodying the principles, the core values of what's really important to them. So this is what we're doing. You know, this is what I'm doing, what I'm focusing on. And I know the community and the people that are tuning into us and everybody that's here, these are the things that we're doing to create a better world, a benevolent world, a world where we can support each other and where we can thrive. And all the old things that are really up right now for examination, those things are, coming apart so that we can make a better way. And that's what's happening. And this is what we're doing. So I wanted to talk about that. And I wanted to let people know that on a personal note, I'm dancing and I'm learning new manifestation skills myself. I'm strengthening my own inner faith and I'm building community. I'm creating good karma being responsible with my energy, loving on people, trusting that it's all going to be all right, trusting even more, loving more, healing more, taking really good care of my body, and sending love and compassion to all those people out there that are afraid. And I just want to let everybody know that we can process the fears, that any time that there's a fear that of that emotion that's there, it can be processed and released and let go. And then you can take your inner being up into a higher vibrational way of living and being. And this is what I've done, and this is what I've helped countless and countless of other people do. And so don't live in fear. Process the fear, process the emotion, and take yourself into a better feeling state. That's why when we started the show today, I'm asking you, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And that's a key question to ask yourself. Because if you're preoccupied with fear and worry and uncertainty, because we certainly live in uncertain times, we don't know. We just don't know. But knowing that we can trust and that we can take care of ourselves and we can bring love into the present moment and bring compassion into the present moment and tenderness, and if we can process the fear, these are all good things to do. So my joy, this is my contribution, is being able to bring my joy into the experience that's much greater than fear. And I get to choose how I live my life. If the world ended tomorrow, then I want to live today in joy rather than living in fear. And this is a conscious choice. So choosing love over fear, choosing joy over fear, choosing peace over fear, it just comes down to making that choice. And that's always the first step, right? That's always the first step. So I just want to let the people know out there, that's all part of our clearing right now. And if you feel stuck, or if you feel stranded, or you feel like, you can't move forward, surrendering is the best place to begin. And ask your team, your guidance system, ask Source, ask God, what is this about for you? What is this about? Because when you start the dialogue and asking, what is this about? You're going to be getting answers, and you're going to find that, oh, this may be a timeout, because maybe there's emotional clearing that needs to happen. Maybe there is a review from your past relationships that need to be looked at and that need to be forgiven. Maybe you need a timeout and you're exhausted and you need physical healing. So whatever it is, this is really the time to do it, because I feel like we're all getting a timeout right now so that we can live a more simpler, more organic life. And we're practicing how to do that. And the best way to do that is not to be in fear, especially not in your own home, in your own environment. So that's why, yesterday morning when I sat and I wrote this out, after I did that, I turned on the music and I danced and I did my ritual and doing that. And that's making me feel like I'm bringing my own vibration up, and that's going to ripple out. And that's why I wanted to share this with the audience today. So instead of, listening to the media, get a few good meditation practices together. Keep an eye on what's going on, but certainly really start paying attention to what makes you happy. How are you feeling? And if you want support and if you want tools, they're there. For instance, I have free tools on emotional processing on my website, corneliastephanie.com. You can go there and you would sign up to receive my newsletter, but you're also going to get free tools on emotional processing, processing fear, and all of those things that I've done for myself and also offer to my clients. And if you want a personal session with me, processing fear, healing of the physical body, healing of the emotions. These are all things that we can do together. And I even rebalancing energies that I can help you with. And I'm offering personal sessions two people right now that want to process this, and they can text me at 360-941-5783 to schedule an appointment. And it's by donation. So I know that not everybody, has whatever it is that you want to pay for the session, that would be fine. So there is resources available. There is support available to you. And Zach, I know that you have a testimonial from someone that had a session with me that recently just sent in a testimonial. Would you share it with our audience and let them know?
Absolutely. From Mary Ann Green. Last summer, I was suffering from a few compression fractures in my spine. Cornelia came every few days, listened as I released my frustrations, offered her heart to my tears, gave me homework to support raising my spirits and vibration. This went on for a few weeks, and gradually I was able to shift out of the dark place of pain and frustration to the higher place of acceptance, and then empowerment. Through compassion and gentle guidance, her embracement of my scattered fears and emotions, she led me back to my own inner strength and courage. Cornelia has stood by me the past few years in other instances, and each time, I feel I've grown closer to my own deep healing powers and resilience. I highly recommend her sessions. Her power is being able to bring one back to the core of one's own innate power to heal. Emotionally, mentally, and finally physically. Try her out. Decide for yourself the value you experienced and donate after the session according to your own means.
That's beautiful. And it's so true. Thank you, Mary Ann Green, for sending that in. And it's always an honor and a pleasure to support people. Even the women that were here last night, I mean, some of them have just been coming recently for the first time. But just what happens when you are with someone that lovingly holds the space for you so that you can, be seen, to be witnessed, and also to receive activations of like the mirror being held up to you, mirroring to you your sovereign self, mirroring to you your divine, mirroring to you the high vibration so that you can see yourself. And everything that's not in alignment is going to fall away so that you can really move into self-healing. Because our physical bodies hold all the trauma from the past. Our emotional body holds the trauma from the past. Our physical body holds the toxins. Our mental body is, limited with the limiting beliefs, with our conditioning from the past. And then our spiritual body. So we have all those bodies within this physical body that we want to bring up in harmony, in harmony into a higher vibrational way of living and being, in coherence, right? So for anyone that wants support, this is the time to do it. 360-941-5783. That's one way. You can also, people love the 21-day challenge. If you want a 21-day audio e-course that I developed, that where you can do for 21 days, 10 minutes a day in the privacy of your own home, I take you through what are the emotional triggers? What are you releasing right now and letting go of? What are you grateful for? All these things are all going to be support to raise your vibration and bring you up into a higher vibrational way of living and being, because that's why you came. That's why you're here. And this is the time that will really support you. Because it's like, all of a sudden, why is it that people have to, cancel their plans and stop the things they're doing? Is maybe it is to do the soul work. Maybe it is to finally take the time to listen to your inner promptings of your heart, to listen to what is it that you really want out of this world? And so using this opportunity for that, I am also including, Zach, I think you have a meditation from one of my mentors, Marianne Williamson. She put together a beautiful meditation that I'm also doing. That if you can show this on the screen, and we're going to put it in the YouTube link later so that you can see it, but a meditation on what you can do every day in the morning and the evening to support the the release of the coronavirus and really to, you know, offer a prayer and what it is that you can do. It's a powerful meditation. We did it last night in group, and it's really something powerful to do. These are all things you can do on your own to, you know, to feel good. Because that's the thing. We have to feel good. We have to feel good. We have to get our rest. And that's why I asked you, how are you feeling? How are you feeling? And this really is a really important question. How are you feeling? Because if you can say, I'm scared, you know, I'm uncertain. I don't know which direction to go. I'm afraid about my job. I'm afraid about my money. I'm afraid about how my, you know, so many entrepreneurs that are out there right now, you know, I'm talking to different people, and some of them, you know, with events being canceled, they count on that money coming in. And so there is, we're always going to be okay. And to bring that trust there and know that there's a greater plan. And that's what we want to, that's the faith muscle that we need to strengthen. And this time is really offering us the opportunity to do that. So let's see. I have a beautiful guest for us here today on the show. I didn't think I was going to be talking this long before I brought him on. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And when I come back, I'm going to bring you Adrian, and we're going to tell you all about what's next. We'll be right back.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.DivinelyDrivenResults.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. So before we went to break, I told you that I'm going to introduce you to my wonderful guest, Adrian Ordonez Garcia. Right, Adrian?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the show. And so let me tell the people a little bit about you. And let me also say that, you know, I invited you to come on to this podcast because you and I have a Facebook connection, and really that's how we met. And that's really actually how I meet a lot of people, is I meet a lot of people on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, make sure that you message me or, you know, check me out over there, because I talk to a lot of people that way. And that's how I met Adrian. And he is such an amazing being, such an amazing light worker, such a wonderful contribution of self-realization, and a person that has done the inner work. His and it's actually called inner work, transform CEO. That's what his bio is about. The transcended mindset instructor, CEO, founder of Inner Work, Transform MI vision and mission is to help early and middle-aged soul searchers to find the essential happiness from within. Doesn't that sound great? Empowered by your transcendent mindset. And this is so needed in the world today. Adrian's journey was invited in 1986, and he was invited to go to the former School for Plastic Arts of Taxico in Hacienda in Mexico to study silversmith designing and crafting. And during the 4 years that he studied there, his teachers introduced him to the traditional silversmith manual techniques, and he started designing using silver and gemstones. Then he met a French jeweler who introduced him to the technique of lost wax that was not extensively a practice in Taxico. By 1990, he returned to Mexico City and perfecting the lost wax technique, and he acquired his own laboratory. His travels have brought him to Puerto Vallarta, where he currently lives. His jewelry is full of symbolic meanings, integrating his passion for the sea, the spiritual paths, and the epistemical studies of the millennial cultures. His jewelry integrates open view to the current tendencies in as much in the art as in the philosophical movements without neglecting fashion, because we love fashion. In 1995, he began to practice Osho. For all those spiritual people out there that, you know, are Osho followers, I definitely know about that. Meditation in Puerto Escondido and Mexico. There you studied shiatsu and energy treatments. In 2001, you began using Reiki until you became a Reiki master. And then 2002 to 2006, he began studying and practicing massage therapies like relaxing massage, podal, and hand reflexology. And on those days, you also created your own massage, bio-natural massage. In 2007, you began to study and practice the applied kinesiology of touch for health until you became an international certified instructor. Then in 2013, you began to create your own legacy of the soul searching field to share your knowledge and wisdom with the brand Inner Work Transform. Wow. That's all I can say is, wow, this is quite a bio and quite the inner work of all the different things that have gotten you to where you are today, right?
Yes.
That have gotten you to where.
You almost made me cry.
You know, it's so, this is the beautiful thing is when we can really be seen for all the work we've done. And I know that you've been through an incredible journey to learn all of these things and to transform all the things from the past so that you can now develop your own techniques that you're bringing to the world, because you're going to be coming out more and more and more with your own version of the techniques that you've developed and you've gotten certified in. And so, and it's all, you know, part of your soul's journey. And I love how you're helping the younger souls. What did you say?
The early and middle-aged soul searchers.
Early and middle-aged soul searchers. Can you tell me what that means?
Well, you know, my spiritual awakening was at 20 years old. So, but, you know, in these days, there was no internet. So I really know that from that age, you already need some help, some support. If you are soul searching for your, if you feel the call, even that they, just like a feeling of a higher purpose, if everything around didn't fulfill you, that's your call. So that's why, but I even have surprise in some of my addressing to the public. I find that even people that 15 years old, with my offer of overthinking, are interested. And that is very touching for me, because there is out there soul searchers that even didn't know that they are soul searchers, like I wasn't. Know that I was a soul searcher. But, you know, this is what we have to bring to them, you know, like information that is practical, that is kind of easy to understand. How to say that? Easy to understand.
Yeah.
And systems that can help with results, not just systems, but support that can grant results. So yes, that's more or less what is what it means. early middle-aged soul searchers.
Yeah, and actually, it's really a great, it's an ideal way of identifying it, because the old souls, you know, the old souls, I consider myself an old soul, right? So, you know, it's and the old souls, they wouldn't be looking for this. So it's the middle age and the younger age souls that are looking for this information so that they can ascend and live in a higher vibrational way and moving into self-realization, into self-actualization. And now with your work, it needs to be simple. Thank you for this design of work, this body of work that you're creating, because, you know, there's so many of us now on the planet that are positioned and placed where we are so that we can help the awakening, a collective, with our unique gifts, with what it is that we came here to offer, so that they can have an easier way.
Yes, that's correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so one of the things that really touched me with you, lots of things, but one thing that really touched me is you and I, we share a dialogue on, you know, I post things on Facebook or you post things, and then we share our spiritual wisdom with each other on it. And we come from a place of seeing it in the highest form, realizing it in the highest form. And this is what you posted last week, and this is what I want to say to the audience. You posted this on my page and you asked me to have a dialogue with you around it, and you also let me know about that you apologize to the women. And there was an article that you posted with them, but this is what you said: "I join in the apology for the damage we as men have caused women. Although we do not ask to be trained by this patriarchal society, we can stop perpetuating it. I wish it were easy, but it's not. I tell you from my experience, after a year of meditating with different meditation techniques, to be able to witness to my eye. I woke up from the conditioning of the oral tradition in which we are programmed and conditioned to the patriarchy, it was brutal to realize that I was part of it without being aware. It was an oral experience that lasted less than a minute, where I could hear memories of my father, my uncles, and my friends telling me things like, men don't cry, hold on like a little man, you come to work with men, so you don't want to stay here with the ladies. It was shocking to witness all that indoctrination of decades in less than a minute. The only thing I was able to say to myself was that I'm not like that. I don't want to be like that. But there were still many more layers to be healed. There are five of us in my family, three sisters and two brothers. My father left when I was 9 years old because of irreconcilable differences with my mother. It was very hard for my older sister and me, the second born, two innocent souls who had to play the role of father and mother for our younger sister and brother. There's so much to be done so that men and women do their inner work to awaken in each other's home to the self-awareness of how social conditioning is the cause of the disastrous effects we are experiencing. There is, in my opinion, one of the barricades in the fight for gender equality. What do you think, Cornelia Stephanie? This is what you said to me. I mean, it brought tears to my eyes. It brought tears to my eyes. And you said, fortunately, women today are also taking unprecedented steps towards liberation and reconciliation. And all it takes is to lead with example. And truly, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing by turning our lights on, by leading with example of what it looks like to be the higher consciousness, what it looks like to unconditionally love the self, not condemn the self, to unconditionally love the self, and then bring that to all of the relationships while we see the mirrors held up of what the pain of our past was. Right. And even, you know, this work for women with you apologizing to women, you know, the women, they've been devalued for so long. And that's why, you know, bringing women into love, honor, and respect and holding each other high, not just women, men too, but we still have to make things right. We still have to bring up the balance. We still have to balance the scale. And we're not there yet. There's still a lot of women. Like you said, there's a lot of work. There's a lot of work. But I want to honor a man like you, really, for being so humble, being so beautiful, and willing to say this. Because it obviously, you had your ego was put aside, or you know, the ego isn't talking anymore. And you are, you know, expressing from your divine self, your true self. What do you say about that?
That's the first time that I share such a personal experience. And almost you made me cry, like, reading it. Because, there is a lot of work to do. And that's what I've been researching and practicing and studying, to share ways that we can go over all it. All this is just a lot of conditionings, but you know, there is no really a way to teach you how to get rid of your conditionings. That's why I went very deep in my researching. So, and I find that following the clues, I find an inner world that can, for example, you was commenting about fear and love. For example, those are two emotions that are connect, believe it or not, in a way that they counterbalance each other. The only way we can cope with our fear is with love. But even though that we can have these emotional intelligence, there is not a really, even that we know all about this book, read it or not, but we heard that, there is not a real simple technique that you can apply in the real time moment to help you to cope with fear, with love, because in our societies there is still this, there is good or bad, and there is nothing in between. Well, guess what? Yeah, there is something in between we can do, and it helps a lot for you to discern that moment. That for me is what self-realization is, because you know the self-realization is not like going to a vision quest. Yeah. The self-realization quest is every day. Mm-hmm. Every day in your life, you have opportunities. Like now we are having, like now you are talking about the coronavirus. I respect the Chinese very much, but like the Chinese said, crises are opportunities. And so right now we are living in this, like you was talking about, this crisis of fear, and really, it is good that we are concerned, that we prevent, but not that we just let go into the panic, you know? So, but one of the medicines that is lacking in our society is discerning. And so that is a bridge that can join. Mm-hmm. And this is something that I'm gonna just give to people. Every moment that you are feeling fear, just say this: love, discern, fear. Just say that to yourself. That's gonna help you to cope with the fear, to bring self-realization that you are feeling fear, that you are giving yourself to the fear. But you don't have to keep doing it. That is what I call a mindset bridge. And that is the way I want to help people between this polarization world, between the positive and the negative, because sometimes the positive can be an obstacle too. If you want to live your path of your life in without fear, it's okay. But I mean, if you go to the street and you are crossing the streets, you better hear that primal sound, that primal emotion of fear. So we cannot really get rid of the negative, but we need to balance them. So that's what I was really willing to share about. Yeah. What you comment about the coronavirus.
Yes, I think that's beautiful. It's a beautiful bridge, like you said, love, discern, fear.
Yes.
This is a beautiful way to practice in the moment to take yourself into a better feeling place. Absolutely. It's a beautiful practice. It's a beautiful practice. And, you know, right now, really, this is the time where, you know, the tools that we offer to people, that they're simple and they're easily understandable, right? And they are tools that we've used to get where we are. And these are things that can help you so that you don't have to feel like you're drowning, because you're not. It's, you know, you came to, you know, transcend this and move into a higher vibrational way of living and being. And I'm just so glad that, Adrian, that you came on, and that I have a connection with you. I really feel like all the wonderful things that you're doing, and that you're bringing out your techniques and the way that you're helping people is so needed, you know, because again, you know, you've gone the distance and you've developed your own techniques and you know how it works. And so that's why you're able to share these things with people, that, and especially coming from a man, You know, like when I was talking, when you were talking about the apology and your the patriarchal conditioning, you know, always made it seem like men shouldn't cry. And that's the furthest thing from the truth, because men have emotions too, just like women do. And, you know, men have been, you know, said to suck it up and get on with it and don't cry and don't show your emotions. Don't make it seem like you're weak if you cry or if you hang around women, because that would make it seem like there's a weakness in the tears, when that's actually completely false, because there is such a strength and healing in the layers of the tears, of the perceived, you know, weakness of the feminine in you, because each one has the masculine and feminine within. And so being able to release and cry was all part of the don't do that, all part of our conditioning of the past. And I'm so glad that you know, brought this out.
Yes, it is a pleasure to share, because I just find that there is so much help need out there. Mm-hmm. I remember when I had my Reiki initiation, mm-hmm. I have a big problem with my channeling through my hands. I have a big block in here for using electronic watch. So my Reiki master that I was initiating me healed me, you know, to unblock this. And he always talk about that the healing warrior. And when he healed me of that, and I say, I don't think we need just another healing warrior. I think we need an entire armies of healing warriors, because I mean, we are in such deep need, and well, that's why we are doing what we do, what we love, no? Yeah. Because there is a lot of need of help out there.
Yeah, and that's why tell the audience how they can look up more information about you. Just give us the website.
Yes, you can search for www.innerworldtransform.com.
Okay. We're also going to put that in the link description in the YouTube video. We'll put that in there. And we'll also put love, discern fear. We'll also put that. And this is a really great tip. And we'll put some of the other tips and suggestions that I made early on. And, you know, this is the time to, like you said, we need warriors, armies of warriors of love and peace out there in the world, because there's a lot. We have a lot of work to do. And, you know, and it's really great that we can, and we know how. And so it's a beautiful thing. And even though it's frightening out there right now, there isn't anything in the world that we can't handle, and there isn't anything in the world that, you know, with our love, with our compassion, and with our tools and our unconditional love, this is how we're healing the world. And every single one of us has everything that we need inside, and this is our time. And so having your faith and trust in your God source, the universe, and believing that, you know, you came here to do this, and that this time is now, and that we can be the peace that we want to see in the world, and peace will reign on earth. This is what we're here to do. So thank you so much, Adrienne, for joining me today. Thank you, everyone, for listening and tuning in. And for those of you that want to get personal sessions with me, please contact me at 360-941-5783. And we'll see you again next time on Living Heaven on Earth. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.